Second question, could you list out the ways one contemplates mind as mind again? Third foundation of mindfulness. It's just around the aspects of the mind with greed, mind without greed, mind with aversion, mind without aversion, mind with delusion, mind without delusion. So that, and I think that it's easy to say that and then neglect to recognize that the Buddha has us contemplating when we don't have some particular defilement, you know, to really say, okay, that the mind is, there is no greed there, or there is no, oh, the mind's very content, and to make that very conscious. So the mind isn't sort of obsessed with irritation, criticism, aversion. It's either equanimous or it's filled with loving kindness. So that learning about the content of what is mine, both on the, let's say, the negative side, but then also on the positive side. And we'll oftentimes forget to pay attention to the positive qualities and positive mental states that we experience. Also, just the mind of that is expanded, mind that is contracted, the mind that is kind of restless, agitated, the mind that is that we know we still have to cultivate and nurture. Mind that is really settling and is really grounded, and the mind that is unliberated, knowing, okay, this is an unliberated mind, but then also, the mind is this is I've let go of that, and it's really something. So that seeing all these different possibilities within the mind.